With us from Tel Aviv is Yariv Oppenheimer, Peace Now's Secretary General. This week, Peace Now is marking its 30th anniversary. It's a good time to reflect on the accomplishments of Israel's most influential extra-parliamentary movement in the past three decades, which is what we've seen in several press articles this week. What I wanted to ask you, Yariv, however, is to focus on the present and on the future. In what ways is Peace Now continuing in the traditional path of its advocacy, and how is it trying to reinvent itself?
We are doing our best in order, first of all, to repeat our message and to make sure that this is the right message on a daily basis. First of all, to make sure that Israel is not missing any opportunity to reach agreement with Palestinians and with the Syrian and other countries. And second, to make sure that until we will get to an agreement, Israel will do the right thing regarding the policy in the West Bank and other places, Gaza. We are doing whatever we can in order to get information about the settlement activity, to bring information also to influence the policy on that issue, because we are afraid that even if the government will go further with the negotiation, until we will get to the moment that we need to implement an agreement, it will not be possible already because there are too many settlers and settlements in the West Bank.
How do you see the influence of Peace Now in terms of the settlements in the West Bank?
I think that the fact that everything that is being built in the West Bank is being reported by Peace Now, and the fact that you cannot build quietly new settlements or to expand the existing one, this is the most difficult thing for the settlers, because before Peace Now gave the information about what's going on in the West Bank, the settlers just built with the quiet agreement of the government. And then Israel could build in the West Bank without being exposed to international criticism and internal criticism. But now it's for sure that if there is some kind of a decision to build it in the settlements, Peace Now will know about it, report about it, and then it will be exposed and opened for debate, criticism from inside Israel and outside Israel.
Yariv, what was the most important, the most significant moment for you in the gathering that you had in Tel Aviv this week to mark Peace Now's 30th anniversary?
We invite to our event also people that are not part of Peace Now. We invite Meir Shitrit, the internal minister from Kadima, a former Likud leader, and we also had Faris Kadua, that is a former minister in the Palestinian Authority, today a very close person to Marwan Barghouti. And the fact that they were sitting next to each other, hearing each other, clapping each other's speech and going out together from the event hand by hand, I think that this was the most impressive moment. It was exactly where we are today, that we are still giving the stage for left-wing and people that believe on peace with the Palestinians and people that believe that we need, for example, to release Marwan Barghouti. But on the other hand, we are very close to the center. We had a former Likud minister talking in our event and also talking with the Palestinian representative, and I think that this was a very touching and important political moment in the event.
Thank you very much, Yariv.
Thank you.